Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Girlfriend, listen. He'll say anything to get back in.
Hey, you.
Get out of here.
Shut
the
up.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Wait a minute. Don't get nasty. Honey, look at him. He's no different. He just wants one thing. They all do, girl. The panties.
I know that's right.
I still can't stop laughing at that. You remember that scene from school days? That's actress AJ Johnson in the window talking about the women's lingerie. Yeah, right. Yeah, she's giving us that unforgettable laugh way back in 1988. Well, now the philanthropist, fitness expert, and celebrity life coach is checking in. And she's making sure that you do the same. How are you doing is the question we keep asking ourselves and others during 2020. How do you de-stress and decompress during the rough ride of this year? I want to hear from you tonight. How do you depress? How do you decompress, I should say, and de-stress during 2020? Lines are open, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. AJ, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. But you know, I gotta say, you went way back to
yeah.
the beginning. Which
yeah.
I love. It makes me giggle because I just love the fact that, you know, you appreciate it and you love it and it still makes you giggle. And that was the beginning. Like,
yes.
That was the beginning for me. You
yes,
know?
I appreciate the joke.
Well, listen, during this year, as long as I can make you giggle, I'm happy.
Well, let us hope that we can make a lot of people giggle because there really isn't a lot of good news happening right now, particularly for, you know, for black people. 2020 has been really, really rough. Talk to me a little bit about how 2020 has been for you, and how do you decompress?
So 2020 has actually been the manifestation of what I feel like I have been prepared for.
What do you mean by that?
And I'm getting ready to say it. And as I say what I mean by that, I actually want to ask everybody who's with me tonight and listening to us, if they can try to go over their lives as well to see if they can even accept this as a potential truth. You know, first the pandemic, then the protesting and the police brutality. I want to separate it because I feel like if you try to put it together, it's too overwhelming. And that's the one thing we should not do is think of all of this year in such an overwhelming space. So I want to separate it for the sake of our mind and spirit and body health. In terms of a pandemic, you know, I was blessed to travel most of 2019 back and forth to Ghana, Africa. And what that meant was I had to shift in how I ate. I had to travel differently. I had never been on a plane for 20 hours, let alone 9 and 8 times in 1 year. And that sets you up for a different water intake. It sets you up for more exercise on the plane as opposed to sitting around because you want to make sure your circulation's fine at that altitude. You know, language differences in Africa, time differences in terms of my rest and my workouts. My whole life had to shift to embrace that elevation. And so now when 2020 pandemic is introduced, we're forced to do what? We have to shift. Mind, body, spirit, mentality, to deal with where we are. And so I feel like I got an introduction to embrace the new. Don't be afraid of the shift. You know yourself well enough to know what that shift looks like for you, and then take one day at a time. And that's what I mean by that. You know, I think that there's so much change that we're all being faced with, that the one thing we have to do is take one day at a time and one change at a time. For some people, the change is now the kids are home and they're having to be homeschooled when that wasn't the plan. Another change is now you're at home working and the kids are there. You know, that, you know, another change may be, you know, your relationship was hanging on by a thread and now you're home all day together and what that looks like, healthy or not healthy. You know what I mean? There's a lot of change that we've all been faced with. And I think the first thing we have to do is look at our lives to see how we were previously prepared for what's being asked of us, what God and the universe is asking us to shift into and shift out of in order to deal with this pandemic. You know, us as an African-American people, I just feel like, you know, the pre-existing conditions that we've known are not necessarily, you know, good for us. Now we're up against a health crisis where it has taken us out of here in days. So high blood pressure.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you. Which health crisis? Are you talking about the pandemic? Or are you talking about the racial health crisis that has taken us out of here?
No, I haven't even gotten to that yet.
Okay, go ahead.
I haven't even gotten to it.
Yeah, got 2020 right now. We're trying to figure out which crisis is taking us out of here. And because
But here's the thing. I'm talking about the pandemic first.
Okay.
Because we've been battling the pre-existing conditions that are helping COVID-19 take us out of here. And a lot of us can survive the pre-existing conditions, can turn around and shift out of being a pre-existing condition if we would just do what a lot of us have been told to do for years. Like, here I am. I was pre-diabetic for years, which also helped me elevate my nutritional lifestyle and my fitness lifestyle to get out of a pre-diabetic diagnosis. So I know from working with people and designing plans at theajzone.com, diabetes plans, high blood pressure plans, fighting and beating obesity, I know some of the things that the doctors are saying and a lot of the stuff that we're not listening to get us out of being a pre-existing condition. That alone is taking us out of here when COVID strikes. And we can fix that. But again, we're required to do more walking, drink more water, eat less processed foods, cut back on the sugars. All the stuff that the doctors have told us for years. I've got friends even that have been on a half a dose of a blood pressure pill for over 10 years. And the doctors have told them, you don't even need this pill if you would just walk 30 minutes a day and switch over to fresh fruits and vegetables at least four times a week. But now, in order to save ourselves, it's being asked of us. So what do? Again, the universe and God is asking us to make a shift. Are we going to shift or not? That's the pandemic side.
Okay, hold on. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking to philanthropist, fitness expert, and celebrity life coach, AJ Johnson, checking in on how we are doing during the pandemic, during the social upheaval of 2020, and anything else that we can expect during the second half of this year. So if you have a comment, if you have a question about de-stressing and decompressing, give us a call. Of course, we're going to be taking your phone calls throughout the hour at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So you said something that I thought was, you know, interesting. You were talking about how your trip to Africa had kind of prepared you for this. But let's be really transparent here. There aren't a lot of people that were prepared for this. There aren't a lot of people who are handling this well at all. And one of the things that I think I tried to do during the initial shutdown, March and April, was to check on my good girlfriends and my good guy friends, you know, particularly those who, you know, are single. And I'm going to be honest with you. They weren't doing well because
that's
such a great question, because prior to that, these were the folks who were, you know, hanging out on the waterfront, hitting the restaurants, you know, social, and all of a sudden forced to shut down, to stay home.
And
so let me ask a question. Let me ask a question there. Again, if we're going to answer the question, how do we decompress?
Yeah.
How do we maintain a healthy mind, body, and spirit? What I'd rather say than they were forced to shut down is, what if we were sent to isolation to elevate? Instead of saying we were forced to shut down, what if hanging out on the waterfront, what if hanging out at the restaurants was really distraction away from you doing your best to be your best self so that you could be prepared for whatever the elevation is going to bring?
Oh, I agree. I agree. But that's my point. Prior, short of hearing that, there was no preparation for that because no one has dealt with, this kind of pandemic in 100 years in America, indeed the world. And so that power of positive thinking was really kind of difficult. And I agree. And I will tell you just a little bit more before I go to the phones. One of the things that I said to a brother who was having a really difficult time with this, I said, my therapy and the thing that helped me handle this was to reach out to those who I suspected were not handling it well to check in.
Absolutely. But let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
As important as the check-in is, and I completely believe in it, do it, live it, need it for myself, the check-in is crucial. But the check-in is a portion of the medicine that helps us get through the times we're living in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to be responsible and accountable for a lot of other divisions of our spiritual, mental, and physical health, and understand that the check-in is really the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Now, we all love icing. It's good. It makes the cake taste a whole lot better, but the cake still has to be good before you ice it.
Yeah.
So
can't be stale cake.
So I feel like, no, it cannot be. It's got to be moist. It's got to be fresh. It's got to be spongy. There's a way that we say, wow, this cake is so good, I may not need the icing.
Exactly.
That's where That's where we have to live life to a degree that, unfortunately, the arena of a pandemic should not throw us into such a space where we're not doing great. Because there's things that could have prepared us mentally, spiritually, emotionally. If we were living our best selves before the pandemic hit, I guarantee you, from the people I'm talking to, worldwide even, the people who didn't have as much of a trouble with what the pandemic asked of us were people who were already reaching for their best selves before the pandemic hit.
And nobody needs all of that icing anyway with all of that sugar. It's not good for you. Let me go to Natasha real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Natasha calling from D.C. What's on your mind? Quickly, please.
Hi.
Hey, go ahead.
Natasha Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a doctor here in D.C., and I've worked in New York City for a few years. And I just want to comment that I think I don't agree with what you're saying, because, yes, it is on the part of us to make sure that we do what we need to do to be healthy. But at the same time, the medical system has been rigged against Black people and people of color and people who are from underserved populations for centuries. So even people who take care of themselves, do what they're supposed to do, eat what they're supposed to eat, exercise, et cetera, they still have different outcomes than people who are white, who are in the same financial bracket, et cetera, as they are. So I think, by saying, we need to just do better is oversimplifying something that is a huge problem. And we can't just put a blanket statement over, people just need to, get their life together. Because it's much more complicated and complex than that.
Before you respond to that, AJ, and I'm going to ask Natasha to hang on, because I've got a break coming up, but I need to get this in beforehand, and I need you to drop this on me in about 30 seconds. So first of all, Natasha, can you hang on?
I can hang on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. AJ, tell me about your check-in on, your girlfriend's check-in on OWN. It's coming up, I think it's Saturday.
Yes, Saturday evening on OWN. really excited about it, excited to be a part of it. OWN has a new series that's allowing everybody to look in on some celebrity friends that are checking in on each other. And Tisha Campbell, Holly Robinson-Peake, Kim Whitley, and myself are up at bat for Saturday night. And, you know, I can't wait for you guys to see how we check in.
Okay. Very, very, very good to hear. Can guys watch?
Absolutely. I think guys should watch.
I'm just checking.
I think it's going to be very educational for men, actually.
Let us hope so. We can all learn something. As I said, yeah. Natasha, stay with us because I want AJ to have a chance to respond to your point. And we also want to let our listeners know that we're going to take a break, but you can hear this and every discussion via podcast on WHUR.com. It's posted every night before 9 p.m. So we invite you to check it out if you don't have a chance to hear all of that. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm on WHUR is next. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are continuing our discussion about de-stressing and decompressing during the rough ride of 2020. My guest is philanthropist, fitness expert, and celebrity life coach, AJ Johnson. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. AJ, Natasha didn't agree with you. She was talking about some of the disparities in the health system. That's not new. It's been going on for quite some time. How do you respond?
Well, first of all, I believe that, as Natasha said, she was in the health field, the medical health field.
She said she's a physician, yes.
She's a physician, right. Okay. I'm going to say that after being in this business of life coaching with health as a focus for over 18 years, I have too many conversations worldwide where people don't understand what the doctors are telling them to do. They're not clear on their medications. They're taking medication, they don't know what it is, they don't know their dose. There's too much information that's not known. And I feel like, yes, to partly true, we've been at different levels of disparity, but I also feel like, not making a blanket statement, there are too many situations where medication is prescribed as opposed to a heavier understanding of how important better food and exercise can be to not necessarily put money in the pharmaceutical company's pockets. So we all know that America's financed by the pharmaceutical company. That's not going to be the case if we teach our African-American brothers and sisters how not to need the medicine. So I'm going to agree to disagree, just because, again, from my experience, which clearly is going to be different from hers as a physician, I come across too many people, including people that I've worked with on TV. I mean, I dropped Pastor John Gray off of insulin out of the hospital in 2 weeks of just fixing his food and exercising him daily. So while there are people who are beyond that, get off the medicine by a better way of living, there are people, way far more people, who could survive a lot of these illnesses, high blood pressure, diabetes, as well as obesity, if they would live a different lifestyle.
Hmm. Okay. Well, Natasha, thank you so much for sharing with us. I appreciate your comment and your listening. And please keep doing the work that you're doing to keep us healthy. Thank you so much. I just got an inbox and from Michelle. And Michelle says to me, it's on Facebook, she says, she wanted to thank me for acknowledging the emotional difficulty that many people are having. But she goes on to say, everyone is not going to come out of the pandemic with a new skill, business, new person, etc. Many people are emotionally trying to simply make it. And that's without the stress of the tragic events and civil unrest. Your thoughts about that?
I think she's right. I think she's right. I think we're up against far more than just how do I come out ahead in this pandemic and in the social unrest. A lot of people are unemployed. A lot of people are laid off. A lot of people thought this was going to be 14 days in March, and now we're going into 90 days and beyond. I think the best thing we can do is shift our mentalities. You know, one of the things that I come across as a life coach is that a lot of us get locked and blocked by a certain way of thinking of things. And as I said in the beginning, we're up against a lot of new. And I think we just have to process one situation one day at a time. A lot of our health is shifting into unhealth because we're looking at unemployment and groceries and kids at home and abusive relationships because we're around each other all the time and public and civil unrest. We're going through a lot. We're going through a lot. But the only way to survive it is one day at a time, one situation at a time, as opposed to throwing everything in a pen and seeing what we can do to survive it all. We can't do it. It doesn't work that way. You have to take one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Right now, most of America's closed down, so there's not much more we can do with the unemployment except learn everything you can about your situation with work. Learn everything you can about, you know, your bills. Call the bill collectors. Talk to them. Tell them what kind of situation you're under. The good news about this is the whole world is being affected. It's not just you. And that's the thing. I've talked to a lot of people that feel very alone in this situation. And I try to tell everyone, the whole world is in this pandemic situation. The whole world is fighting against police brutality. We're no longer alone as a race. And so now it's a matter of do your due diligence, do your homework, do your research, communicate clearly, and start to see what you can work on and what you can't.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Shantina calling from Maryland. Shantina, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ms. O'Hara, I feel really bad because I'm not stressed out about staying at home. I unplug from the news. I know what's going on. I watch everything. But I unplug. I listen to music, and music just soothes my soul. So I'm okay. I do check on my family and my relatives. I miss traveling, but that will come one day. So I'm okay.
You sound like a patient soul.
I am. I try to be anyway. Yes, ma'am.
And you know, here's the thing that I want everyone to pay attention to. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm talking and speaking light on people who are having a hard time. But I want to kind of shine a spotlight on the people who are not and use them slash us as an example. I believe that a patient soul that continues to work on their own health is having less issue than someone who is not working on themselves from the perspective of, if I'm alone, what does this mean? If I'm unemployed at this time, what does this mean? You know, do I have anyone to check on? If not, the good news is, you know, social media is at such a height right now that you can find any information on someone's Instagram. Everybody's teasing, everybody's saying there's so many Instagram lives now. You know, everybody's an expert on something. But I just believe that if you're one of those people who don't have strong friend and family ties at this time to have a good check-in support system, make a list of what you need in a healthy check-in. You know, not just Africa, when I was telling you that I feel like I've been prepared for this. You know, a few years ago, I started feeling a little empty and lonely in my friendship. And I started doing a checklist of what is it that I need that I'm not getting? What is it that I want in my friendships that I'm not finding in my existing relationships? And when I started writing things like, I want people to check on me. I'm single. I'm living in a big city. You know, I'm traveling a lot for my career. But I want someone to say, hey, are you on the plane okay? Hey, did you land okay? Hey, did you sleep okay? Hey, did you feel that earthquake? Are you okay? You know, I want someone to check on me. And so I started attracting that kind of energy and those kind of souls based on what I want to give.
So how do you kind of let's talk a little bit about that. Because that is such an important point. And I can again speak, you know, from my, you know, my own perspective that about three weeks ago, an acquaintance, someone I really did not know well, lost her mother suddenly, not to COVID, but to a cancer related illness, but she was still expected to live, you know, a long time. And I got a text that said, you know, check on me. I'm not doing well. I just lost my mother. And I did. But even before I did, the first thing that came to my mind was, gosh, I don't know this sister well. And mm-hmm. yet she's mm-hmm. reaching out to me. Mm-hmm. And that brought a bit of a cloud over me, because I would think, you know, for me, God forbid that I would lose, you know, a parent. I have so many people right. who I know would check on me upon right. hearing it that I wouldn't have to do that. And so that was kind of heartbreaking for me.
Well, let me also add that one of the things I've learned is that people deal with crisis very differently.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, and some people that you may say, oh, I know they're going to check on me. When a crisis hits, mm-hmm. you can't be surprised when they don't show up the way you think they're going to. And that's why I'm saying you got to make sure you have a healthy checklist on mm-hmm. what you need. And before the crisis hits, I mean, now we're in it, so we have to operate real time. But when I said in the beginning that I feel like I was prepared for this, I was already detoxing my life. I was already making sure I was doing what I could to hopefully be the friend that I wanted to attract. So by the time we got to this epidemic, pandemic situation, I had more friends that were of like mind and like spirit and like behavior that I had not. But I got to be honest, there's a lot of people I was calling friend that didn't show up for me mm-hmm. in this time and space. So I understand when there's a lot of people who say, I don't have a support system. I don't have a healthy check-in. But it's not too late. It's not too late to build a healthy support and a healthy check-in. But you got to know what it is you want and what you need, and you have to speak up. You have
yes.
to ask for it. You know, we're living in a time where we have to speak up, not only against police brutality, not only against racism, but for our own sanity, mental and spiritual health. You have to speak up.
Yeah. Shantina, thank you so much for your phone call. Let's talk a little bit about that, because you are, unfortunately, you're in Atlanta, correct?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I'm between Los Angeles, and I was actually in St. Thomas running from Los Angeles for the last month.
No, I said from Atlanta. But are you from – do you live in Atlanta now?
No,
or?
No, I live in L.A., but I spent a lot of time in Atlanta because I went to Spelman. So I was
okay.
there for a while.
Okay, I went to Morgan. I'll let you slide. But
and listen, I also heard that we share crimson and cream. So that's
we most certainly do. You, my mother, right. sister, and five other aunts. That's a long conversation. But you know, you get a couple of hashtags in my book. But you know, for the other pandemic, the other crisis, for Black people, not only in America but around the world.
Yes.
Has really hit home. That's a long-standing issue for us also being problematic before 2020.
Yes.
But it's, as they say on the streets, it hits different when you have the Ahmaud Arbery's, the George Floyd's, the Rashard Brooks's. And, you know, so close together. I mean, this has been a horrible, horrible experience for Black people. And there's got to be a different kind of decompressing, a different kind of de-stressing for this. How do you deal with that?
Well, I'll be honest.
Please do.
You know, I'm not that I'm not going to be honest, but mm-hmm. you know, I'm also learning. I'm in the journey just like everybody else to figure out what is it that we do to de-stress and to be productive at such a time as this, and to make our voices heard. And I believe that we're finally in a time and space where we can possibly make a difference and be the change, as opposed to waiting for someone else to make the change. I think we have to understand that knowledge is power. And so we cannot just be reactive. We have to be active, meaning do your homework, do your research for the city you live in. Understand what the police commissioner and the police chief and the mayor stands on, what the values for the city are, have a better understanding of the rules and regulations that your city is being governed under in terms of its police force. Obviously, we can't keep, we can't say enough, you have to vote, you have to vote, you have to vote. But be more educated about what you're voting for and about, because that's going to be our biggest stance in making some change. The fact that we have the power to vote, we have to use it and use it well and use it in an educational perspective. I believe that as long as we understand where our power lies, we will feel less powerless day to day. One of the things that I feel that I know I can share with anybody listening is the helplessness, feeling powerless when, God bless our brother George Floyd, was under that animal's knee. When Ahmaud Arbery, can't even go for a daytime jog without being hunted down like an animal. It's a very helpless, powerless feeling. But I believe that there's a permission being granted to white supremacists and to race and to racial beliefs that they have permission to be disrespectful. They have permission to take lives without any consequence. I believe it's coming from the top.
Mm-hmm.
This whole idea of nothing's going to happen to me. I mean, 5 to 10 years ago, at least a camera phone, prevented some of these behaviors. And now they're almost, smiling for the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the permission, whether it's verbal, whether it's mental, whatever kind of permission that's being granted, it's coming from the top. And so we have to shift and change the top. But in the meantime, educate yourself to what police in your city are eligible for. Educate yourself to your own behavior in case you get stopped by police. Educate yourself to what peaceful protesting is. Educate yourself to the attorneys that if you get arrested, that's the number. You should learn the number of who to call in case you get arrested. Learn if you're going to protest. Learn what you do to combat tear gas. Learn what you do to protect your head and your skull in case you get shoved. We have to be educated because that's where our power lies.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Crystal, calling from Columbia. What's on your mind, Crystal?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I most certainly can. Go right ahead.
AJ, I am just so proud of you. I grew up with you, and you are such an inspiration. How you're involved, you're evolved, and your life coaching. I heard you're a celebrity life coach, but do you work with the community as well in any kind of form? And I just wanted to share quickly the point you were trying to make, or that you were making with the doctor. I can give a personal testimony. I have ulcerative colitis, and a doctor, a gastroenterologist, wanted to remove my colon. I had over 50 polyps in my colon. I'm a natural health advocate as well, and I took ginger and turmeric, a specific type, and healed my polyps, and my colon is still in me 3 years later. So it's about education and being proactive. I'd love to be in touch with you further. How do we get in touch with you, ma'am?
Well, to answer your question, yes, the AJZone.com was built to service the non-celeb. And, I mean, we've got 30-minute consults on sale now for only $30 because I'm a strong believer that your better should not leave you broke. And so, at such a time
website.
As this, theAJZone.com.
As in Z-O-N-E zone, the
yes,
AJZone.com. There you go.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
It must be that Spellman pronunciation. But go ahead.
As well as the link to the consultations is also in our Instagram bio at the AJZone, Twitter at the AJZone, Facebook at the AJZone. So all of this information, a lot of what I'm doing is free information on Instagram, nutritional information, fitness information. The consults, again, I said, we've made them more than affordable. For people who are necessarily having a hard time, you talk directly to me for only $30, 30 minutes at a time, unlimited sessions. But that's the best way to reach out. And I thank you for your testimony because, like I said, I'm never going to make a blanket statement. Nothing pertains to everyone. But I wouldn't be in business if doctors were relaying information as properly as they could, if patients were understanding their diagnosis and their medications and their doses and what they could do outside of pharmaceuticals. I wouldn't be in business if people actually knew. And so that's why I say I handle too many people that I can fix, and not only just fix, but quickly, inside of 30 days, where we can drop A1C levels, where we can drop blood pressure, where we can change the number on the BMI chart, which is the body mass index for people who are obese. I'm fixing too many issues too fast for it to be something that can't be fixed with as simple as nutrition and exercise. So I thank you for your testimony, and thank you for your support all this time. I appreciate you.
Well, Crystal, thank you so much for your phone call and your input, and certainly good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, AJ, what is it, and I think that's, if nothing else, as, you know, Michelle said when she inboxed me on Facebook, where, you know, people may not come out with new skills and, you know, new businesses and all of that. But I would argue that across the board, the thing that nearly everyone will come out of 2020 with, whether you're talking about the COVID-19 pandemic or the Black Lives Matter issues or both, is that they will learn something about themselves. And all it takes is a moment to turn your gaze inward to find out what lessons or lesson you have learned. For you, we are nearly halfway through 2020. What is the lesson about yourself that you have learned so far?
Oh, my goodness. How long can I make the list?
You have 9 minutes.
I've learned... Okay, great. You're such a Kappa. Did you give me time?
I did.
I love it. And I'm a Delta, so let me work
yes.
it real quick in 4 minutes.
Oh.
Exactly. I've learned that I'm more resilient than I thought. I've learned that the work that I do in just trying to live my best life has prepared me mentally, spiritually, nutritionally, and physically for such a time as this. I've learned that I'm a frontline soldier. I knew
what does that
I was,
mean?
I'm going to tell you. Don't take up my time asking questions.
Reclaiming your time.
Exactly. Don't interrupt me. It means that part of my service and part of my calling is to help other people be better prepared. And so I'm constantly in research for what that is. My duty may be information dissemination. My duty may be, again, trying to help people with a $30 consultation because somebody just needs somebody to check in once a week because they don't have anyone. I may be just, you know, helping to make a comment on Instagram that somebody may not have thought about. We all have a place in this battle, this pandemic battle, in this protest racist systemic racism battle globally. We all have a place in it. And I think once we realize that, finding out what that is becomes easier. None of us are lost. Do not function like you're lost. You're not. You've got a position in this fight. You just have to figure out what it is.
Have any of those things surprised you?
The one thing that I would say probably has surprised me is how I have not panicked, how I have understood that I have a purpose on purpose in this, and I just have to stay on top of exactly what that is. I've always known that I was a spirit of service. I've always known that I'm called on to be of service. It's just a matter at such a time as this, how do I walk in that service? And that's where my blessing lies. You know, I think a lot of us have a tendency to think, what about me? What about me? What about me? As opposed to, let me go on and serve. Let me go ahead and take care of somebody else, knowing that if I do that, I will be taken care of.
Hmm. But has go ahead.
No, so I'm saying, once again, it's all about a shift in perspective and mentality. You can decide it's a glass half empty, or you can decide it's a glass half full. What helps you get through the day is how you need to choose. Mm-hmm. A glass half empty doesn't do me any good. That's where stress comes from, and stress doesn't do anybody any good, mentally or physically. Stress manifests mentally and physically. So when I know that stress has no good in my life, I'm going to constantly make choices that are stress-free, or at least try to.
Mm. Does service help de-stress?
I believe so. Primarily because our lives are foundationed in service. That's why we're here. We're not here to get. We're here to give. And so whether that's to help the elderly at the grocery store right now, whether that's to, you know, help your family out, whether that's to, you know, I was talking to a few people that are caretakers for their parents. And while they want to be on the front line of protesting, it's not safe for their parents for them to be outside among so many people and subject them to COVID. So their duty is to be a caretaker. And that's a great frontline position. You know, we're all essential workers, and we have to understand that. Anything you do is essential if you decide to make it a space of service. And so if we all think about how can I serve, I think we'll spend less time worried about what's going to happen to me. Am I going to get my job back? Am I going to take care of my bills? I think a lot of those stresses and worries will dissipate because we're focused on how can I help somebody else be better.
And I think that kind of goes back to sometimes service does not have to be some broad, sweeping, profound action.
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, it can be as simple as, you know, making sure that people understand that, you know, weekly the bank hours are changing. Maybe that's something that you post on your personal Instagram page so people know in your town, in your city, in your family that you're on top of the changes per week of the bank hours or the grocery store hours or, you know, are there restaurants that are now opening? You know, every city is opening back up at different paces in different ways. Maybe you're the one who's trying to make sure that, you know, the nursing homes or your family or your school systems or your fellow parents understand what changes are happening from day to day. It doesn't have to be big. It may just be information dissemination. It may just be a support. You know, I have a list of 10 people I check on every day, back to the check-in. I make a list of 5 to 10 people. They don't have to be friends or family, just people that I may not have talked to in a while to say, you know what, how are you doing? I'm just checking in. I'm sending love. Are you good?
Well, that's what I meant. Exactly. That's what I was saying in the very beginning. You know, the check-in, the phone call, the difference between a text versus a phone call is incredible. And
you know, Tisha Campbell, who obviously is a longtime person, but definitely a longtime friend. Mm-hmm. For the last 30-plus years. You know, I met Tisha when we did School Days. You played that clip in the beginning, and then we were fortunate enough and blessed enough to do House Party together, and that was 30 years ago. You know, Tisha has asthma, and I happened to have traveled from December to March before L.A. got locked down. So once we went into quarantine, to protect her, I didn't see her for at least 2 weeks of quarantine. Mm-hmm. But I dropped off flowers on her doorstep because I knew that more than me, she couldn't go to the grocery store. She couldn't be out because, again, as a pre-existing condition with asthma, she really had to be careful. But there was a way that I tried to serve her. I took her fresh flowers from my garden. I checked in to say, do you need anything today? I can drop off cans of soup or anything at your doorstep. I don't have to see you, but I want to make sure you're okay. And I want to say that when you're a spirit of service, part of your peace, not your stress, But part of your peace is making sure that the people you know and love are okay.
Yeah. Like I said, sometimes whether it's dropping off flowers, dropping off groceries,
right.
making a phone call and doing something really antiquated, writing a letter.
Yes.
Yeah,
a whole
lot of that.
You got time. You got time now.
You do. You certainly do.
Yes, you have time. Absolutely. You have time.
But we don't. But I do want to thank you for spending some time with us and sharing, your wonderful spirited motivations. And, I certainly, encourage you, and I know I don't need to continue doing what you're doing. And and making life better for so many people, not just physically, but emotionally. And I need to work on my 8-pack. I saw your 8-pack in some pictures. You sure that wasn't a T-shirt? Was that a T-shirt? Was
listen,
that an 8-pack T-shirt?
Don't listen, whatever makes you feel better about it. <we're not.
laughs> AJ, I got to go. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
Thank you for having me. Love you. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right, that is the Daily Drum for this Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Harold Fisher. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.